You're listening to SBS News.
Professor Frank Kohler is, to put it simply, a snail specialist. Sitting over a microscope in his office at the Australian Museum in Sydney, he explains the anatomy of a land snail.
This is within the body of the snail.
Professor Kohler is one of a small group of scientists called taxonomists, responsible for discovering and naming new species. But now, taxonomy is becoming a dying profession. With fewer taxonomists than ever in the country, Professor Kohler says ongoing cuts to funding mean the future for the profession is dire.
I live in an institution that has to deal with these cuts every day, and we try very hard to meet the demands that and the responsibility that we feel we have with shrinking resources.
Taxonomists are calling for more federal funding for their work. Professor Kohler says it is integral to the biodiversity of Australia.
We Australians are custodians of probably about 10% of our species in the world. And I don't think that our current funding and staffing is reflecting this responsibility that we have to protect that and also to better understand that diversity.
The latest study has found the number of taxonomists in Australia has remained in the low hundreds since the 1970s, even as the population doubled. Annual federal funding of around $2 million has also remained unchanged. The manager of the museum's life sciences, Cameron Slatcher, led the study and says the effect is being felt.
Taxonomy as the science of species discovery and the science of naming animals and plants is a science that's slowly declining because it's a branch of science that doesn't tend to receive funding.
One in four taxonomists today are either unpaid or retired, working for passion rather than money. Mr. Slatcher says without more funding, attracting young scientists to the field is becoming increasingly difficult.
So in an area like taxonomy, because funding can be very hard to get, it's not necessarily attractive to young scientists. We've got quite a range of early career researchers, some of them PhD students, but equally I could name just as many students who've left science entirely because they've been unable to secure that funding.
Australia is considered to have what is called megadiversity, with over 2 million species predicted in the country. But so far, only 30% have been discovered. Taxonomists insist their job is more important now than ever. Claire Rowe is a budding taxonomist, a 24-year-old PhD student specialising in identifying a new jellyfish species. She explains the intrigue she finds in her work.
I like trying to figure out what the species are. So for my project, we don't actually know what species of jellyfish is. So it's kind of like a mystery trying to figure out what we're actually studying.
Taxonomy is seen as the frontline defence against new pests, diseases and weeds, including jellyfish. Miss Rowe says the particular upside-down jellyfish she is studying was spotted by chance in Lake Macquarie, in the Hunter region of New South Wales, just over a year ago. She says it has the potential to seriously harm local marine life as well as people.
I mean, if we don't know what species they are, we don't know where they've come from, and we can't figure out how they got there. So taxonomy is vital for figuring that out, and only the ecological side can only develop from figuring out which species it actually is.
She says taxonomy is her way of helping the world.
It's vital to know what species we're studying, and it's also with climate change and species disappearing, we need to know what we're actually losing and what's out there.
Amelia Dunn, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.